What's up, fool?
Yeah. What up? Ready for the zombie apocalypse over here?
Yeah, man. That's a zombie survivor book, bro. What you gotta do is wear really tight clothes during the zombie apocalypse. That's why they can't grab your clothes and drag your ass back.
Snag your ass back to the fucking
and
camp.
Really, and have short hair.
Bald fools.
And smell like shit. If you smell like shit, you're one of them.
They don't like it?
No, you think you're dead.
And they don't climb ladders, so bring ladders.
Are you serious? No, yeah. Nothing about zombies. Ladders.
Zombies, they're not well coordinated, you know. For like ladders, you know, climbing under things.
Running. So.
Yeah.
They do go under cars sometimes.
Yeah.
If you go cool. under a car.
Be a little dude hiding.
I saw The Walking Dead one time. They fucking ripped a horse apart, bro. It was like piranhas.
And that's when they were like recently dead, when they still had some muscle fiber and they can actually kind of walk a little faster. Now they're just like, how many seasons now? They're like almost just skeletons.
So. Yeah, man. You hear a little tss.
Barely.
You barely hear it?
No, I hear it now. It's like somebody's frying something.
Yeah, somebody fries. You have the water on? Okay, yeah. There it goes.
That's what it was. All right. Damn, that's what it was. All sensitive, dog.
You know me, Doc.
No, as far as the mic's picking it up. Yeah. That one, too.
Yeah, you watch The Walking Dead?
Dude, I just seen a couple episodes here, dude.
Just
I've
a couple?
I've never been
into it. They didn't get into it, man. The offshoot series is taking place in L.A.
Oh, yeah, the new one. Yeah,
it's called Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead. They got cholos now, bro.
Are you serious, bro?
They got cholos fucking stabbing zombies.
The whole thing with the zombies, where do they come from? How do they start? What's up with that?
This will tell you.
This series, I think like this prequel? One, they're going to go into like who's patient zero, where did it all start.
Yeah.
So I think, the L.A. one is going to tell this whole backstory. Because
scientific shit or something?
It could have been like a scientific experiment gone wrong, a bioweapon.
Or a meth lab exploded.
Isn't Frankenstein a zombie? What's he?
Frankenstein was not a zombie. He was made with body parts.
Body parts, intact brain.
He was the first cheap bionic man.
The first $6 million man?
No, bro, he had $6 million, bro. He was made with pesos.
All electric, Tesla operated.
Yeah, he was made with fucking parts, bro, from dead soccer players.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about zombies.
He had two left legs.
No, the thing was, Dr. Frankenstein, the guy who made Frankenstein, because Dr. Frankenstein is a doctor, and Dr. Frankenstein made the monster, right? Everybody thinks that the monster is called Frankenstein, but it's not.
He's
just the animal, the monster.
But he wanted answers. He was pissed.
Yeah.
He had issues with his daddy.
He wanted to know why he left or
this
what?
This is like the ultimate daddy issues, you know, storyline.
When did that movie come out?
Huh? Dude, it was a book, man.
Frankenstein?
By Mary Shelley.
I remember the book.
England.
I remember seeing the movie going, damn, man. People were scared of everything back then.
Hers was groundbreaking. It was like, really? You know, like, written by a woman. Totally sci-fi.
Funniest.
And bringing back the dead, you know, that thing. And then, well, should we bring back the dead?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was amazing.
Funniest thing, man, an original Frankenstein is when Frankenstein's walking in the forest. He sees a little girl there. And she's tossing,
picking flowers.
She's picking flowers. And she's throwing rocks inside the water. Oh, yeah. Throwing rocks. Showing Frankenstein how to throw rocks.
Yeah.
And then Frankenstein picks up the little girl and throws her in the water. I fucking died.
That was the Boris Karloff movie. Hell yeah, old school. That was done in the 40s.
Grim and crazy.
It was awesome. The original Wolfman is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He turns into an Armenian. Hey! I'm just kidding. He was Russian. He was Turkish.
Don't say Turkish.
Say turkey sandwich.
No, man. But it was crazy. That's like crazy, the original Wolfman, only his face turned into a wolf and then his hands.
Yeah, that was it.
And his feet.
That was good enough back in the day.
Yeah, he just walked around with us.
It was Lon Chaney, master of this man of a thousand faces, man.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Lon Chaney.
Learning about zombies.
Lon Chaney sounds like
old school Hollywood horror.
Lon Chaney sounds like a pimp's name, huh? Man, who's your pimp, Lon Chaney? Oh, man, he's crazy. You see, I grew up watching horror films because I like boobs, and I used to watch Elvira.
Just in case one pops out.
Yeah, you used to watch.
Man, that'll make your afternoon.
What's up, fool? We got Rex Navarrete here, or Navarrete.
Navarrete, bro.
Navarrete.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, dog.
Unless he's doing a corporate show for Toyota, Navarrete.
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 The check better say
Navarrete. Navarrete.
So what's up, fool? You grew up watching Elvira too?
Hell yeah, man.
Mistress of the
Cassandra
Dark.
Peterson.
Yeah, man. You never watched
that? I just watched, dude, a little bit of the shit came on TV. I never got into the whole story. I just seen it.
You missed out, dog. You missed
man,
out,
she
bro.
Was like every young man's best friend. And hottie.
Oh, she was the first
God.
Woman
she
with
got
a butt.
She got
she had
you
a big
through,
hair.
Yeah, she got you through puberty.
Yeah, and I didn't know the whole thing was a costume. I thought Elvira walked around like Elvira the whole time in black.
She was an actress, but that was her shtick. That was it. She owned it.
Cassandra Peterson, right?
Yeah.
And that's a real Elvira. The one that used to come out on at midnight, right? Just
yeah.
Chilling right there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a crazy story about that lady. Supposedly Tom Jones de-virginized her back in the day because she was a dancer in Vegas.
Whoa.
No, it was Joey Diaz, bro.
That's Joey Diaz.
I was back in Denver, right? I was selling cars and... She came in for a Buick.
The dealership, bro.
It was a wolf.
The wolf.
You know Joey Diaz?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
From where? Seattle?
Joey?
Yeah,
no,
he called
no.
him Diaz.
No, he's from here.
Yeah, from here?
Yeah, he's from here.
He's from everywhere, man.
He's been around, man.
Fool, you're going to laugh right now, man.
I started buying.
If I started buying, I don't collect them, bro. I'm not a collector. Started buying these comic books down the street where I used to live, mm-hmm. and I bought this comic book because I thought it was Henry Rollins, right? But it's a gay version of Henry Rollins.
What?
This is like Henry and Glenn Danzig, right?
Uh huh. Yeah. Hell
and they're
yeah,
like,
dude.
They're like lovers in this book.
Yeah.
So they're both gay, right?
No, I don't think so, fool. Like, no? In real life? Nah. Because that fool was a singer of Black Flag. That's how he got in the game. Yeah. Then he did the Rollins Band.
Yeah.
And that's what that... And then Danzig, he's the original singer for the Misfits, fool.
Or in anyway, man. I'm still thinking about LGBT, man.
Okay, so you bought the book. So what's up with this book? Like,
no, it's a comic book. It's Henry and Glenn forever.
But gay characters?
They're lovers. Look at the back. Like, right now, if you see the photo, for those of you who are not watching... There's a photo of Henry Rollins, and he's consoling Glenn.
He's all sad, dog.
And he's sad. And he's saying, and I'm Glenn is thinking to himself, do you really think I could last forever?
So I think that's hardcore,
it's a gay
dog.
Comic book. Oh, and you know who they live next to?
Who, fool?
Hall & Oates. Those are the neighbors.
So it's all music dude.
And the landlord is Walter Mercado, bro. Anyways, though.
Sagitario.
I should have brought that up during LGBT. So we're not LGBT no more. And we're talking about zombie apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Oh, shit, man.
Zombie technical difficulties.
Anybody wanting a drink, man? We got water?
I'm good.
Water. I got some old-ass coffee. It's 2 days old from my Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Yeah, I never knew anything about fucking zombies. Just seeing them all. The whole thing is they bite you and then you get infected?
Yeah. Huh? Well, the original zombie definition was created by George Romero.
George C.
The
Romero?
Original Night of the Living Dead. That's the classic zombie.
Gave birth to all the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that 28 days later with a running top speed, that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah, okay. Man. First of all, you're a zombie, man. Your bones, you're going to rip your skin off out of there.
Yeah, you're dead. You know, so
you can't run that fast.
Can't run that
there
fast.
There you go,
that
the living dead.
That takes coordination, you know.
No more cartilage.
You can't think.
Your brain's on fire. I don't know what that is. Then that turns you into like a cannibalistic track and field guy, you know.
Oh, you thought it should be like a zombie movie in the hood.
Isn't there one?
Yeah, Night of the Living Crackheads. 3 a.m, coming to our near house near you.
Ripping it apart, looking for that rock.
I'm hooked. I've seen every Walking Dead episode up until the last one.
Up until the last one?
Yeah, man.
Why? Why'd you quit?
No, I know. I've seen every
oh,
Walking
you've seen
Dead.
Every. Okay.
Waiting for the new one?
Waiting for the new one, bro.
Yeah.
That shit ended with Morgan showing up and watching Rick kill that guy.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? But he's now more of a pacifist now. Morgan, he's got his shit together now. You know, it's like, Rick, You can't be doing that.
Rick can't be killing people. Morgan is like the Boba Fett of the Walking Dead. He just showed up two times, but you remember that.
Yeah, you always want him to come back every episode for some reason. Yeah. Now he's like a Zen master guy who's living in the apocalypse, untouched, you know. But now he's hooked up with Rick in the gang again.
Every once in a while he will show up, you know, at the end of the episode, and you're like, he'll look at a tree, and there'll be an arrow on it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's all you need.
And then you think, oh, shit, Morgan is coming back for next episode. But he doesn't. Just tricking you.
Give you a little taste.
Yeah, a little taste. A little that's taste. It.
He's iconic. He's like, he was there for the very first episode.
The very first. He's the one to tell Rick about the Walking Dead, about the zombies.
He got him up to speed because Rick came out of a coma. In the middle of the apocalypse. And like, why is the whole city dead?
Yeah, man. Morgan had it tough, bro.
Yeah.
He was fucking locked up in a house with his son.
With his son.
While his mom, his wife was a zombie outside knocking.
Just trying to get back into the house. And, you know, he had a rifle. He was sniping them, but he couldn't kill his wife. He couldn't put her down. Ah, man. I was just too deep. Too deep on so many levels, yeah, man.
The struggle.
Yeah. The like struggle. Put her down. So they kept it pretty true to the comic book, you know, that first episode. I think that was some of the best piece of TV ever.
Yeah.
You know?
The Walking Dead comic book, the first one, is worth $700.
Really?
Damn.
Original printing.
You have it?
Nice. No. Should have got it.
I have a bootleg one. So what's up, fool? We got Rex Navarrete here.
How about just an all-Mexican cast? Just call it The Joaquin Dead.
The Joaquin Dead, bro. Starring Danny Trejo.
The main Joaquin.
That fool don't even need makeup. What was the first gangster movie you saw? God. You said, God damn, Mexicans are cholos.
Man, there's gonna be Michonne. Like Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
Boulevard Nights.
First gangster what? Gangster Latino?
No, which any gangster movie you said?
It's gonna be Godfather, man.
The Godfather,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. It started with the Italians.
Yeah, right.
You know, that, for cinematically, I think.
You come here on the day of my daughter's quinceañera. Asking for a goat.
I give you half a goat. Just half a goat.
Your goat lives.
You wake up with a goat head in your bed.
That one of the things, one of the good things about when you're on the road, man, and you come home from a show, and you have food with you, and then the Godfather is on, you're like, yeah, man, it's going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah, dog. Everything will digest that night. How about you, fool?
What?
The first gangster movie you seen.
Oh, first gangster movie I saw was, I think it probably was The Godfather or some whack-ass movie I saw. I forgot already. No, Boulevard Nights. I saw Boulevard Nights at the movie theater with my cousin. She was a gangster. She took me.
Yeah.
I think she had a boyfriend, so if she would meet him there, and I was sitting on the other side. But I had nachos.
Reverse chaperone.
Sit on the other side.
I had nachos, bro, and they used to pour the cheese, motherfucker.
Dude, what's up? They give you the little packet now, that little cup. Fuck that sucks, that, dude. It's not enough.
They give you Lunchables over at the movie theaters now, man.
What's up, man? Do Filipinos sneak in food too, man, to the movie theaters?
Oh, yeah.
What do you gotta bring in?
We bring in the crunchiest shit.
they bring in the crunchiest food.
Hell yeah. With the most loudest cellophane wrapper, you know, bag. Like, first of all, it's like trying to open it, and then just we sneak in chicharron, you know.
Pork rice with lemon in the movie theater. Goddamn.
And a little bit of vinegar and garlic, just dip it.
Let's see if there's a bunch of Jolly... What is
Jollibee?
The Jollibee rappers on the floor?
That's what I said, man. We should have had this podcast at Jollibee, bro.
I know. Dude, they would kick us out quick. Sir, you have to leave.
People who don't know, man, tell them what Jollibee is, bro.
Jollibee is like the McDonald's of the Philippines.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, when you go to Manila or the Philippines, Jollibee outperforms McDonald's. McDonald's is way behind. In terms of profit, no, Jollibee is the shit over there. And, it, you know, it, food's decent. It's just burgers, and every now you can get a combination of spaghetti and fried chicken, huh?
Yeah. It's a mean little
thing. Oh, yeah, man. Fried chicken and spaghetti.
Dude, that's a you mad
know,
mix right
Black
there.
Folks got, you know, waffles, fried chicken and waffles. We got fried chicken and spaghetti.
Spaghetti, bro. Tell them what's in the spaghetti, bro.
Oh, man. It's not even tomato sauce. I don't know. It's like banana ketchup. Red dye number 5.
Banana ketchup.
Yeah, and bits of hot dog. Yeah, diced hot dog, man. Not sausage. Hot dog.
Don't they pierce the spaghetti through the hot dog?
Huh?
I saw it on an Instagram photo.
Pierce the spaghetti? No.
It just mix in there?
That's some crazy hipster.
Oh, okay.
Shit. All right.
No. Ours is not even true. We've taken the original recipe of spaghetti and fucked it up. You know, we just did it our way. You know? But yeah. Fried chicken with spaghetti.
So you cut up like Dodger dogs and just put them in a spaghetti then, huh?
And you know what? It'd be better if you just like had hot dogs and instead of sauerkraut, just put spaghetti on top. Right? That would sell. People put chili on spaghetti. Put spaghetti on hot dogs. That would sell. That would sell here in L.A.
Spaghetti hot dogs, bro.
It looks crazy, but I think once you taste it and the shit tastes good, it'll be like, all right.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that to Pink's.
You hear that, Pink's?
Hell yeah, Pink's is coming to Manila, by the way. So I think that could be one of the Pink hot dogs over in Manila.
The Manila dog
with spaghetti on top.
That's crazy. What else you guys bring in? We bring in a fucking a menudo in from a Coke cup, bro.
Yeah.
We're just sucking on a fucking pig leg and shit.
I bring burritos every now and again.
What time Gabriel Iglesias and I, bro, we brought in 2 foot-longs, bro. I full pulling his fucking big ass jacket, dog. Gabriel put it in the arm.
Dude, you guys missed that. You should have came up to San Francisco back in the day. Our Chinatown. You can watch Hong Kong action flicks. You can bring in your own food. They would let you bring in, like, you know, like containers of hot Chinese food. And it got so bad in there that you could see the steam rising, you know, from the hot food from the people in front of you and just ruined the whole movie experience. But it was great. The place smelled like really good Chinese food. You know, you sneak it in, man. Same thing.
San Francisco was crazy, man. Because there were a lot of sex shops over there, man. Yeah.
Original peep shows, huh?
Right.
The Farley Brothers Theater.
Yeah, in North Beach. Yeah. The O'Farrell Brothers Theater. The Condor Club. All that stuff. It was well ahead of its time, I think. And then
it's still
like
there, right?
Carol Dota was there. Yeah, the Condor Club is still there, but it's now more family friendly. The whole place got Disneyfied over there. It's not like it was back in the day.
They wear underwear now.
Like 35, 40 years ago. And all the strippers are unionized.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kicked all the fun out the shit.
Yeah, they're union.
Local 69.
Top of you all the time.
I went there once with Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
And the crew. We went there to the O'Farrell Theater.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
Dude, let me tell you, man. That shit was crazy. I don't know if you went, dog, but it was fucking crazy. It was $35 to get in, first of all. Okay. And everybody, all the guys that went in there looked just like the type of guys that we were. You know, overweight guys with shorts, scratching their balls.
Yeah.
Mishmash sweats.
Yeah.
And dude. And as soon as we get there, there's rooms you could go to. Like a little, like a mall of porno. One room, you go upstairs and it's a whole movie theater. Mm-hmm. And you're watching a porno going down, like a porno. All right, and then this other place I went to, which was even crazier, okay, where the girls are stripping and they're totally nude, but all they do is you give you a flashlight because it's so dark.
Yeah,
they give you a flashlight. They give the person next to you a flashlight, and the other person next to you a flashlight, and it's your flashlight that's focusing on what you want to watch.
Oh.
So you got to get together with a pervert next to you. Hey, man, can you watch your pussy now?
To highlight that shit?
So they're highlighting that shit, but you're jerking off with one time, right? you're jerking off.
You can
off.
See the beams just bouncing
up and
down.
Yeah, you're jerking off, right? And then you can see that all the flames go up in the sky, dog. You know, the whole world's jerking off. Yeah, it was crazy.
This is before HIV.
And then this other place is where I am. This stripper, she told me who Neil Hamburger was.
Yeah.
You know that comedian?
Yeah, yeah.
So the word I found out was I was up there at this whorehouse at the O'Farrell Theater, yeah. And I was just there, and Gabriel Iglesias was sitting in front of me. Like, they were just watching a movie, but there was booth behind the movie theater where they were watching the movie, and his girl said, "You want to go to the back?" She started rubbing my leg, you know.
Yeah.
People start rubbing my leg. I get crazy, dog.
People hate.
I don't care who rubs my leg, dog. I get a chill going down my body. But somebody rubs my stomach, I'm going to shit on myself. So she started rubbing my leg perfect, like she was trained by her uncle or somebody. You know, or somebody, right? She been taught the rule of the kneecaps. So she just passes by and sits down gently, man. You know, like some people sit on your knee and they press that motherfucker down. For real, dog. Or your legs start falling asleep. It was like a feather. She sat down, man. It was like heaven, right? So she's telling me, you know, you like that movie? Yeah, it's all righty. Then she goes, I've seen better. I'm trying to be like, I know porno.
Yeah.
I've seen better. Right? She said, you want to go to the back over there? I said, yeah. She says, you want to get your freak on? I said, yeah, fool. I thought she would let me, like, touch her, you know, like, really, like, finger bang her. But hell no, bro. She gave me gloves. She gave me latex gloves, right? So I started, like, playing with her with my latex gloves.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you do for a living, you know? Starting a conversation. Like, I'm giving her a pap smear, bro. And she wants to start a conversation here.
I'm a gynecologist,
bro. I'm Dr. Beechump. You know, I'm Dr. Demento here, right? I'm Musical Mike. Bars and bars.
Trying to spread these curtains.
Yeah, so I'm right there, man. You know, trying to get
he works at Arby's.
I'm right here,
he's
bro.
He's used
bro.
To this.
I'm right here, bro. You know, we're getting at Bobolis. And then she's up. She said, so you're a comedian, huh? Yeah, I'm a comedian. He goes, you ever heard of Neil Hamburger? And I said, nah, I never heard of him, man. So the whole time I'm like playing with her and I'm jerking off with my other, she's jerking me off with her latex glove on me. Right? So we're having like a crazy thing going here. She's telling me Neil Hamburger jokes and I'm laughing, bro. And I'm kind of laughing and having an orgasm at the same time, man. So, man, I never had a comedian tell me jokes. Yeah, man. So after I left that freak shop, you know, I went to the other place where it was too lit up. And I had to leave because it was like fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
And then you could see on my leg, you know.
You could see all the evidence.
You could see all the DNA, bro. Yeah.
The crime scene.
The crime scene, bro. Yeah, man. So that was $75 well spent, man. So...
You and Gabriel.
Yeah, man.
That's amazing.
San Francisco, baby. Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
That's what you think. Nah, it ain't like that. Of course it ain't like that no more. That was like 19.
You got to go to the Tenderloin in San Francisco.
Where's the Tenderloin at?
Tenderloin, dude. It's like, man, the Tenderloin. It's like one of the oldest neighborhoods there. But yeah.
Where the massage parlors are at?
Yeah, a lot of that. So we're you know, Southeast Asians,
you never
Vietnamese.
Been there, these places?
Huh? That's you where, never, Tenderloin. That's where the O'Farrell Theater. That's where it
that's
is.
That's where. Right.
That's Tenderloin.
You never had comedians tell you when they go to San Francisco, hey, Rex, where are the good spots to go?
Oh, nah. I don't know. I stay away. The shit was too scary back in the day, man. You never know if you're going to walk away with something or you're going to get jumped. That was crazy, but... I don't know.
What's the craziest gig you did when they said, fuck, they're not going to pay me?
Huh?
You ever been done a gig where they didn't pay you?
That was a few times back in the day. That was, you know, early on when they find out you're just starting out. Hell yeah.
How much did Route got you for? What the most?
Oh, man.
$50.
No, like a couple grand.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Where at? Tacoma.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, of all places. Yeah, I got ripped off there.
Well, how'd it go? What happened?
Yeah, I did the gig, and you know, the guy was a dick, and then just decided to write me a phony check. And it's like, never had to just keep pursuing him. And it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, when you're just starting out. It's like, this is your biggest payday, one of your biggest paydays. You're going to be paying rent for like a couple months. And then the check bounces. And again, and then the guy turns out to just file a bankruptcy. So you can't chase him anymore. Plus, he's Canadian. Like, ah, screw this. So you just change your ways. Just pay me up front. Just, you know, before you hit the stage, pay me now. Or I'm feeling sick, you know. You know, like, that's the only way, man. It's like you got to pull those kinds of those tactics on these guys. Get paid. Like, really, you got to learn the hard way. Hell yeah, get paid.
So that you went over there like Ty Rivera, right? Blindly,
yeah.
With no deposit, no plane.
Nothing.
Ticket.
Nothing. No, because he
didn't buy a plane ticket either.
I think they did.
Okay, in a hotel.
Yeah, for sure. But then when it came to payday, nah, nothing happened.
How was the gig, though? You did well?
I was great. Yeah. It was one of the best sets I ever did. And then it just comes crashing down. But you learned the hard way, you know, in those first 5-6 years of comedy.
Dude, imagine, bro, leaving the Bay all the way to fucking Toronto. Yeah. That's fucking
I know, and it's one of your first Canadian gigs. 1,500
miles, no?
Yeah, something like that.
At least.
A bit of a flight, you know.
A different country.
Yeah.
Filipino.
Mm-hmm. Filipino-Canadian. Promoter.
It must have been a long ass plane ride home.
Yeah,
no, you were all sad.
I didn't. I was flying home, going, yeah, I got the check in my wallet, and then you can't cash it out, and you come all the way home, and it's gone, man.
Something wrong, miss? No, sir, the check bounced.
Yeah, but then I wish it was back in. I wish Facebook was. We had Facebook back in the day, so I could just rip him a new asshole online. You know, you could do that now. You know, just beat the shit out of these phony promoters. You know, just name them. Just
back
name
then,
them.
You'd just be one letter to the Better Business Bureau.
the Chamber of Commerce.
The Canadian Chamber of Commerce.
That's funny, man.
Oh, God.
I got ripped off before, man. You get ripped off before, bro? Like hardcore?
Not hardcore, dog.
Like $50,
just, yeah, those little punk-ass gigs. Those fools are punks, but not nothing crazy.
Oh, that fool took you to the... Remember that fool? Can you work with me? That fool paid your beers all the time, right?
What? And alcohol and shit.
Yeah, they do that. Because they could write that shit off. They could. Pay you in food. You know what? Just give me the cash. I'll go buy my own meal. You know? When they start paying you in food, oh, man.
You've been paid in food?
No, that's when they offer to pay you in food and drink, take care of your friends. No. No. I smell something going down. You know? No. Cash up front. Now. Nah, you have to learn the hard way. But, you know, throw the food in. Shit, yeah. But, nah. No more.
Shit.
You get smarter. You have to, you know, when you start turning this into a business, yeah, you learn the hard way, man. You get victimized.
You start asking for deposits.
Yeah, yeah. Now we got PayPal. I want to see that. I want to get that email, you know. It's like, put that deposit in. And then when you get to the gig, you know, well, make sure they pay for all the airfare and all that, not out of your pocket. Man, you know, I'll reimburse you when you get here. Oh, really? And then you get there. And they can't even come up with the balance. Oh, you're screwed. Like, what do you do? Man.
You're going to have to do one more show.
I don't know, man. You got to do some damage control. Sometimes you got to think like a promoter, manager, road tour manager yourself. You know, when it's happening. You know, I had this one like a couple years ago. You know, just when Boston, I was heading to Boston and one of these super storms was coming in, but... You know, I had to like kind of pull the executive decision making because the guy couldn't get his act together with routes. Because if you're gonna fly me to Boston, I'm gonna get stuck there, and all the flights are canceled. I can't even fly back to do these other gigs. So I said, screw it. I'm just gonna stay down in the DC area and avoid that whole storm coming in. Sometimes you have to think like a tour guy, a tour manager. You have to think. Well ahead of these guys who are booking you, you know, because you get screwed. Once everything's out of sequence, man, you can't take any money home. Boston. You're going to love Boston.
Laugh Boston. You worked there before? Laugh Boston?
Not Laugh Boston. I do private corporate stuff.
Never. The last time I was there, I did MIT.
Yeah,
I did MIT with two other comedians. Yeah, and then a check bounce because the comedian, the promoter, he owed child support.
Yeah,
so child support found out that he was going to be there,
uh-huh.
and he took his check, and our check was with his check.
Oh wow!
So we got no check.
Dang.
But we got an experience. I got to taste lobster for the first time. It cost me $700.
This is your second time since that time going?
No, my second time I went there with the Boston Comedy Festival with Pablo Francisco.
Yeah.
And the third time was I did the Woburn Theater with Last Comic Standing Tour. And the guy at the Woburn Theater hooked me up with a sack of weed. That was nice. For nice. $60.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Was it good?
It was good.
All right.
Decent. Didn't have to go far. Took that inside the tour bus. Fell asleep.
Dude, sometimes you got to go to the edges for the edges of the earth for some herb out there.
Sometimes, man, you got to just ask a cop. You got to tell the cop, where's the worst neighborhood in Boston? Because I'm trying to avoid the worst neighborhood. I got 2 strikes. I'm on parole. I don't want to get in trouble. What street do I avoid?
Whitey Bulger Avenue.
And you go, all right. And you're there at nighttime.
Because they don't have any cash for weed right yes. now.
Yes. Don't have anything. Some guy already hit me up on Twitter. Like, they got Mexicans in Boston? Yeah, bro. They're Boston baked beans. Boston refried beans. Yeah, man. What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
What's up, Rex Navarrete right here, man?
Nice hanging out here in L.A. with you guys.
The first time I worked with Rex Navarrete, bro, was at the fucking Las Vegas, bro. Las Vegas during rodeo week. And Manny Pacquiao was fighting.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Manny Pacquiao was fighting, and it was fucking rodeo week.
Yeah.
There was cowboys everywhere, dog. Everywhere. Chaps. Because they were off for the rodeo.
Like straight fucking cowboys, dog.
Cowboys. Well, they were rodeo guys.
Mm-hmm.
Little ass Mexican paisas, bro. Black cowboys. You name it, bro. Jack mm-hmm. Daniel.
And Filipinos?
No. I don't know.
For the Pacquiao fight?
For the fight, but not rodeo stuff.
Okay.
No, we're not into that.
We're not into that, man.
We're not into
that. This will give you the history of the Philippines, bro.
Yeah, man, we're not into rodeo. Why ride an animal when you could eat it?
Already. Why pet it? Hey, now.
Why? It's a waste. We got rodeos. We got bull riding in the Philippines, but it's water buffaloes, so, you know, they don't really go that far. And you might drown.
You told us a crazy story over there in Seattle and Bellevue about the first Filipino brought to the U.S. Remember, you were telling this story? It was brought in a cage.
It was World Fair. 1904 World's Fair, Chicago, St. Louis.
He was on display or some shit?
Yeah, entire tribe.
So it wasn't just one?
No.
So
it was an entire tribe. They were on display for white folks to, you know, pay money and just make fun of them. And they were on display and they were a big hit. Some dude from here went to the Philippines and booked everybody from an entire tribe. Just come on over. We want to show you to the world, to the World's Fair. And created a whole habitat for them. You know, it's just like watching.
Like hamsters.
Yeah, or like just watching chimpanzees at the zoo. Yeah. Nothing different. Put them on.
Pull that, their own little grass.
Their own little wheel.
Little bubbly shop.
Yeah, man.
But he said that there was 2 tribes that didn't get along.
Yeah, you couldn't get some tribes together too close. They would actually clash.
Even inside a cage.
Yeah. No, it was more like I don't know if it was a cage. It was more like a big display, whatever. It was open air, but they weren't in cages. But they were still, you know, kind of like living substandardly while they were on tour. But yeah, you know, it's a weird part of Philippine history.
Show business was tough.
That's creepy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they, you know what? They worked. They wanted to be part of it. It's not like they were kind of captured. You know, they said, yes, yeah, we want to make a little money.
They
you know,
signed just, on the dotted line.
Yeah, and some of them actually decided to stay. You know, they escaped.
They escaped?
Some of them escaped, and they just ran for it and just created a new life for themselves.
Yeah, they did, huh?
Yeah. Ended up at all the way in San Francisco,
ended,
you know?
Ended up at the Russian embassy, you know?
Some of us stood in Long Beach.
Cerritos.
Because no, I read about Filipinos in Long Beach on a book I read by John Fonte.
Yeah.
And they used to work in Long Beach.
There was a little...
In the shipyards.
Yeah, shipyards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The canneries.
Yep, everything. All that stuff. Yeah, Pinoys, man. We just all over the place, wherever. Just follow the seasons, you know, for... Picking fruits, vegetables in California, all the way up through Oregon, then Washington State, and then go all the way up to Alaska during canning season for fish. So just follow the work. You know, all of them were like bachelors, though. Not a whole lot of families until later. But, yeah, that's why a lot of Filipinos, we pretty much populated the West Coast because of that. The whole farm workers and the fish cannery workers. Yeah, man, a lot of history.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's why, man, when I used to work at Whack and Hood Security, I used to work security for many years, bro. When I came out of rehab,
you're doing out there.
I used to wear a suit just like the one you're wearing, bro. And I used to put on, when UPS trucks used to come in, I used to tie them up with a figure eight. I used to drive up to the truck with a stair ladder. And then I put a V8, a V8 wire, and tie it up for the thieves to can't break in when they're traveling through the train. And I used to work security there, bro. And I used to work with a lot of old Filipinos, old motherfucking Filipinos.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers were talking about they were generals.
For generals real, in the Philippines.
They were generals under McCarthy. Some of these guys.
Really. And these are like war vets, World War II guys? War vets,
right? They, okay. were working.
They were like guerrilla fighters under U.S. Command.
One of the guy's name was Phil Disu.
Yeah.
And he said that he worked under McCarthy, bro.
MacArthur.
General Douglas.
I worked under General MacArthur.
Yeah.
And he was telling me all this shit, bro. And I said, yeah, man, but right now, bro, you came in late, dog.
Like, killed his spirit.
But you still came in late. It's Filipino time, man.
We're here with time figure eights, dog.
We will never cancel. We'll show up late, but we'll never
cancel.
Yeah,
man, you tell McCarthy to fucking speed up that Hummer, bro.
That Jeep.
He was old, bro, like 66, bro, working... With me, I was like 22 and shit.
Yeah, those old timers, they love working those security jobs.
Well, they used to write neat, bro.
Yeah.
They used to write a long ass report. And I used to go over there and I said, God damn, a lot of things happen, bro. And they don't look at my report and fucking 1600, nothing. I really wrote nothing.
Nothing.
This fool will write at 1600. Mr. Berry showed up with no IDs. I held them for 5 minutes.
That fool was working.
Huh? Working, bro. When he got fired, he wrote a 5-page letter.
He got fired?
Yeah, he got fired, man.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know why he got fired,
He got fired for being late.
What happened?
They checked out his credentials.
They kept catching him falling asleep. And, you know, Filipino security guards, they figured out a way how not to get fired. You have your eyes closed and your head down.
I'm praying.
Yeah. Just when you wake up, just do the sign of the cross. Yeah. Sign of the cross. Amen.
Good one, dog.
He got fired from that location. Yeah, he went to a location with a little booth.
To a little booth?
A little booth somewhere in another section because he couldn't be cutting no glass. He couldn't put no the chains cables? Up. Yeah, he's too old.
Oh, wow.
But there was a lot of Africans, dude, man, working with me too, man. And I always catch them sleeping, man.
From Africa?
Africa.
Yeah.
From Nigeria. Yeah. Eating fufu.
What do you tell those fools? Wake them up. Hey, dog, a lion's coming.
I'd be like, hey, man, are you sleeping? No, I was praying. Praying you don't get caught.
Excuse me, Felipe.
Fool, I used to work with another Filipino, bro. Yeah. His name was... Roy Manacap. And every time we'll be eating something, everything, no matter what we ate, in the Philippines, only rich people eat pizza.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow.
Dang.
Give me another slice, dog. Everything, rich people only eat that.
Wow.
I'm like, royalty. Damn, where do you live? What part of the Philippines is this? Where only rich people eat pizza.
Have you been to the Philippines?
Oh, dude, I work there all the time.
And is it?
And there's like, yeah, there's stinking rich people. Like the gap between stinking rich and stinking poor. Wow, it is just
no middle class.
The middle class is very tiny,
barely,
and it's shrinking. It's struggling, but yeah, man, you're just right next to some of the biggest luxurious malls out in the Philippines, just yards away. You got squatter villages, man. It's rough to live in that kind of, you know. You got extreme. You got really two extremes going on in the Philippines. A lot of corruption. That's the problem. A lot of corruption, and it's out in the open though. It's really out in the open. People think it's you know, they got it under control, but nah, man, it still is. I mean, it's still a developing nation. I wouldn't call it, like, totally third world. It's still, like, you know, developing.
But who, the Philippines?
Yeah, the Philippines.
Or otherwise, Alhambra.
Huh?
Philippines.
Alhambra. No, the Philippines is good. That's why I love working out there, you know. But, you know, I was born there. But it's still a beautiful place. People are cool, you know. And comedy's growing over there.
You do stand-up in Philippines?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Do a Filipino joke for us.
No, I do my stuff here over there.
In English or Spanish?
In English.
Oh,
no, Spanish.
I thought you do it in the Philippines.
Yeah, in the Philippines. Yeah, no.
You do it in English, though.
I do it in English, but then they've got a local comedy scene there where they mix it up. It's either English or
you speak
Filipino.
Philippines?
I speak Filipino. Yeah, but not in my act. Not in my act. Not as good as those local guys there. They'll do their whole act in Tagalog, Filipino, and man, they're killing over there. So it's nice.
Tagalog, bro.
Tagalog,
wow, dude.
Now we got crazy. So many dialects.
How many
going on
Tagalog?
There. We got Tagalog, Cebuano, Ilocano, Bisaya,
Bisaya,
and we're not that far. And Spanish, of course. And English. Everyone speaks English.
I think Phil Dusso was Tolocayo.
Tolocayo? Where's he from?
Philippines.
Well, what part?
I don't know.
We always like, you know, once they find out you're Filipino, then the next question is, where are you from? You know, like which island, which tribe, which language?
Tribes?
Yeah, we got tribes.
There's Muslims.
And, yeah, to the south.
They're
yeah,
Muslims.
Strong.
The
they're holding strong, yeah. Holding strong. That's why the south never got invaded by Spain.
No.
Too tough. Man, moral fighters, man. Tough. They're still tough to this day. Tough people.
Was it a crazy ass? Then they killed Magellan in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, in Cebu. Yeah. It was one of the first invaders came, tried to take it over. But that was back before the Philippines was actually a country.
The Philippines.
It was all like island by island, and each island was ruled by a chief. And so, yeah, he tried to go up against the chief of Mactan Island. Said, screw you. We're going to take your helmet with your head in it. Can I borrow your helmet with your head? Yeah, so, yeah. Anyone who tried, it's like, no, they got a face battle.
Yeah, man.
Back in the day. Back in the day, man. We had to fight up against Spain, figure out their fighting techniques and outmaneuver them, you know. Yeah, so they're all mixed eventually, you know. Philippines got
the food, right?
The Philippines, huh?
He was talking about Philippines kept the food.
Kept the food. Yeah, we kept the food. Whoever invades you in the Philippines, you know, you get to take their food and mix it up with your cuisine just to keep the peace.
That was talking about Iraq, bro. Like, they took the curry.
Yeah, from India. We got people trade. And, you know, people tried to just kind of, like, take the Philippines little bit by bit. You know, but the thing about the Philippines, you get everybody kind of like integrating eventually, because trade is better than warfare, you know. So you got a boat, come on over. You got some cool stuff we want. We got some cool stuff you want, you know. So trade, that's how the Muslims, they took over the Philippines, you know. And then when the Spaniards came, the Spaniards drove them back. With Catholicism. So if Spain never showed up, Philippines would have been all Muslim, you know. But now it's pretty much to the south. So you go to the southern Philippines, it doesn't even feel like the Philippines, or that I know of, like in Manila, where it's all predominantly Catholic. But in southern Philippines, you've got Catholics alongside, you know, Muslims just living together.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's nice. It's kind of like the old Philippines, the ancient Philippines down there. But they got some problems right now.
Oh yeah,
they got some. Yeah, a lot of
Filipino ISIS.
Separatist movements. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A lot of like Al Qaeda affiliations down there. So
damn.
There, yeah, we got a lot of U.S. troops down there again. You know, fighting the insurgency, not just the communists, but now Muslim extremism. So yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on back in the homeland.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah. Jeez.
So I'm what's up, man? You saw the Manny Pacquiao fight or what?
Did I see? What'd you guys think? Fuck, it sucked.
I thought it went down exactly how I thought it was going to go down.
Dude, it was some of the worst boxing I've ever seen, ever, for $99.
That's everybody was pissed, dude.
Dude, it was horrible. I mean, really? I mean, Manny was not. I mean, he could have given both. If Mayweather just boxed, it would have been good. You know, but no one appreciated him just backing away, dancing.
Yeah, he's on the point system.
It's like, yeah, what the hell is that? No. We wanted to see some good action. I mean, that weight class, they deliver action and technique, man. You know, but nothing. Got to see nothing. It was just like the biggest letdown. I'm not going to pay for a rematch. This is it. I want to see Mayweather just get knocked down on his own without Manny by some no name, you know. That would be amazing. Manny, you know, after this, I think he needs to just focus on just family. Just
take paying him taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Just take care of family, man. He wants to be a professional basketball player now.
All right.
He owns a team, right, in the Philippines?
I think he owns part of a team, but no, he seriously wants to play. He wants to play, you know, professional basketball out in the Philippines, you know. He's the guy's 5'5". He's fast, but he can't.
Good passer.
He's no Iverson.
Yeah, he can't, you know.
No crossover.
I'd say just know your limits. Just be a boxer. That's it. Just be
a
boxer.
Or a singer.
No, not even. Not even a singer.
Doesn't he get down on karaoke?
Oh, he does. And, you know, we keep, you know, for us in the audience, all we keep saying is more practice. Yeah. You know, like a hit. No, man.
I know boxers always want to
know your limits, man.
Like De La Hoya trying to be a mariachi singer, remember?
He put out an
really?
Album.
Was he any good?
No, man.
No?
It was over before you could say tan tan.
Did Paul Rodriguez have that joke?
Mexicans, we drink too much. Yeah, we have too many drinks and we'll be like Oscar De La Hoya. We'll put out an album.
Good night, eh? He put out a real album. He had the whole sombrero on and all
oh,
that shit.
Oh, no.
Man. Classics he was singing, dog.
Really?
Me, man, I'm going to put out a fucking cooking album, bro. I'm going to sing my recipes.
Fucking Emerald.
All right, hey, for this next meal, normally you use pork, but we're not. We're going to use tofu. It's called tofu carnitas.
Tofu.
Carnitas is spelled with a K because it's not really carnitas. So what's up, man? You're into like, what's your favorite type of food? Filipino food?
You know, I don't know, man.
Healthy food now.
Well, whatever. As long as I think any kind of food, you know, when you travel, it's got to be done right, you know, with a lot of heart and authentically, you know. And don't try this whole fusion thing. Just confuses me.
Just you don't like, don't, like,
don't mix stuff together that shouldn't be mixed together because that just
you don't
defeats
like,
the
like,
whole purpose.
Like soul food mixed with Filipino food?
Well, Filipino food is soul food already. Man.
It's already oily.
Yeah, dude. It's like, ooh. It's the flavor. It's the ingredients, but not totally healthy for you. But, you know, there's some healthy Filipino food and there's some, you know, options for like vegans and such. But, man, this, you know, yeah, I like Filipino food. It's just there's so much of it. You know, me going back and forth to the Philippines, I'm still discovering new dishes.
Really?
Yeah, because all the we got 7,108 islands, man. So
damn.
Everyone's got different recipes on the same dish. So you're finding different ways of the same dish that your favorite dish has now become your favorite again because of some other region doing it differently, man. You know, like in Mexico, yeah. Cuisine depends where you're at, right?
I think I pretty much tried every Mexican food there is to try.
Yeah.
I'm done. I mean, if I go to, okay, so just say I want a torta.
Yeah.
I go have a torta that's made by Chihuahua torta.
Yeah.
They're going to use the same ingredients. All they're going to do is change what, the sauce?
That's it.
Or dip it inside Mexican barbecue, which is called torta ahogada, the drunken torta.
Mm-hmm. those come from Jalisco, no?
Jalisco, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They pour the shit on there.
But my favorite always be mole, bro. I love mole. Mole like is curry. Shit,
like Oaxaca.
Oaxaca, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like central and highland.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah, it depends like. Where you're at. Food changes, man. You know, you guys got your own pockets of indigenous people with their own with their own flavorings and traditions. We got the same thing, too.
Do you find it hard to find Filipino food on the road?
Yeah, man.
Just
living in Portland.
What the fuck?
You can't find. There's only one good Filipino spot. That's it.
Your mom's house now.
No, she lives in San Francisco. Oh, if I could still have my mom's cooking, you know, that would be awesome. But, you know, but living with your mom, that's near your mom, that's totally non-acceptable right now.
Everybody loves Rex.
I'm not living. Not moving back. I'm not moving my family back to the Bay. Nah, because then all your relatives get a key to your house.
Oh, fuck know? That.
Dude, that's how it is.
That's how Filipino family roll?
Yeah.
Everybody gets
yeah, they get offended. How come you didn't give me a key? You know?
The fuck?
I know that. Dude.
Well, I'll get that key and stab your ass.
How come I don't have a key to your house? Huh? I can't call you. Come over. Like, what? Because. So that's why we moved to Portland. So we got no family up there. But the only drawback is no good Filipino food. You got to go to Seattle. That's a 3-hour drive. Yeah. But at least we got Hawaiian food. You know, it's kind of like a mix. A little bit of Asian and Filipino and all that stuff. Islander food. But that'll make you fat.
On the road, Midwest.
Two scoops of white rice and a scoop of back salad. Oh,
Florida, no Filipino food?
Florida? Hell yeah. Man, you got to go to Tampa, Orlando. Yeah, at Jacksonville. A lot of Pinoys there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All up and down the coast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to be by the ocean.
Wherever there's a Navy base, Army base, a lot of Filipinos there. Lots.
Odessa, Texas.
Really?
I don't know. Just ask
me. Well, I don't know. Houston. No, Corpus Christi.
El Paso.
Yeah.
Yakima.
Oh, Yakima, Washington? I don't know.
Fort Hood.
If there's an army base, yeah.
Fort
yeah.
Bliss, El Paso.
Yes, there's Filipinos. You know, I don't know. It's just one thing people don't realize. Yeah, Filipinos, we love the military. U.S. military. We'll join up, you know. Like, first we get recruited in the Philippines, join the Navy. So a lot of Navy families, they became Americans before they even came to America. You know, like my father-in-law got recruited in the Philippines, never set foot in America, became a U.S. citizen, but had to do his tour of duty in Vietnam first. It's like, really? This is what it took? Yeah, that's what it took.
You in the service?
No. Never in the service. I wanted to join the Army. I was ready to go, but then I went to college and I got stuck. It's like, whoa, this is all right. This is working out. And but still, I think that was one of the regrets. I should have joined the Army, and it would have been part of a Desert Storm, you know, back in the day.
Desert Shield.
I was one of those guys who was just really like, yeah, I want to join a tank team, you know.
Fury over here.
Hell yeah, man. I don't know. It's in our blood, man. Just like, ooh, military? Hell yeah. We'll do our time. Get the benefits.
Get the benefits. The house loan.
Hell yeah. And then you work at the post office. Hell yeah.
The whole package.
Get 10 keys.
Yeah, dude.
You send get 10 keys made. It's on.
Yeah.
No Filipino locksmiths, you know?
You can make a living having a Filipino locksmith.
Huh? Yeah, you don't need a lock, man. Someone's always home.
Oh, shit.
Someone's always waiting for you at the house. They brought some food over. You know, they're using your kitchen to cook stuff. Dang, it's just how it is, man. Everybody, you got extended family in the house, in and out. The door's never locked.
Damn.
It's never locked. That's how I grew up, but not anymore.
Like, you're over it?
You know, I'm over it. I don't want, like, you know, random relatives,
and friends of the family coming in, making themselves at home.
I know, showing up and shilling, going over my set list.
Yeah.
Asking, try this.
Try this joke right here, my friend.
No, no. I like that callback. I like that callback. No, later, in the later part of the paragraph, you put the callback there. It will work. Trust me.
Trust me.
It will work. Really?
He's an expert,
though. No, no. But then, you know, Portland, nice. You get peace of mind up there. No relatives. Not a lot of Filipinos, so I'm not bumping into them. You'll see them every now and then at the mall, but they don't know who I am. This is nice.
Tax-free, too, huh, Portland?
Tax-free, yeah. Sales tax. And then as of July 1st, it's legal.
For weed,
it's a
right?
legal state. Yeah.
Oh, right. So you're
across the board?
Shop?
Across the board.
I'm there.
Isn't that crazy?
That's two states, bro. California.
And if you're an Oregon resident, you are allowed to have up to 8 grams for personal use.
I don't need four.
I only need one right now.
It's like, what's up, California? Why are you guys behind?
Dude.
Huh?
So you've been all over the world doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Or only where the military is?
Well, I'm going to be, I'm planning to do some, the military base tour again, but, I'll just hit up random spots like the Middle East and, Europe, Australia, different parts of Asia. I was just in Hong Kong and,
Hong Kong, huh?
Yeah, Hong Kong.
There were improv there?
There's a comedy scene there in Hong Kong, yeah.
English?
Yeah. English. Yeah.
It was occupied by the British first, right? Hong Kong?
Yes. And they're going to be, by I think 2017, they're going to be officially Chinese, officially part of China. So they're kind of prepping over there. Things are getting kind of hairy, you know, with the student
change,
strikes. Yeah, people are feeling it. You know, the mainland Chinese, they just drive over into Hong Kong and buy up everything. Like at Costco or whatever, buy up all the supplies and leaving nothing for the local Hong Kong people. They're pissed because China, yeah, they got money now.
Dude.
They got money now. So they're just coming in. I'll take this. I'll take that. Screw you guys.
I'll take that loft.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, things are changing over
Hong Kong comedy scene now.
Yeah, there's a Hong Kong comedy scene.
Should go with Rodrigo.
Big Kong.
There's some good food in Hong Kong.
So really you're going to be at next?
I'm going to be at the back at Tommy T's.
When?
July 9th through the 12th. I'm going to be at Pleasanton. And then the 17th, 18th, 19th, I will be at Rancho Cordova. Right outside of Sacramento. In Sacramento.
In Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you love working with Tommy T's. How can you say no?
I never been to Rancho Cordova. Only
should. Dude, talk to Tommy. I'll set you up. It's nice out there.
That's by Sacramento, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's inside Sacramento. Just general area. You know Sacramento. You play the punch up there, right?
No, I don't do it no more.
No? Okay, no, then play Rancho.
They'd be hating on me.
Why? What happened?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I haven't been booked to the Punchline.
It's corporate. They went corporate, man. They went Live Nation corporate.
Yeah.
You stick to these mom and pop places. You don't need them, but then your fans need you.
Yeah, man.
You know, yeah, just play Rancho, man. That's a fun spot. God, where else am I going to be? July. I know I'm going to be in Chicago at the August.
Zanies?
No, I'm going to be playing the Laugh Factory, Chicago.
All right.
The first weekend of August, I'm going to be out there. God, and where else? There's some other places. And I'm going to be going overseas again in September.
Yeah, what's your webpage?
It is rexnavarrete.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter and Instagram. You guys on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have
I'm on Instagram. Shit, we're on Periscope.
Tumblr.
You're on Tinder.
Vine. Tinder. We're on Audiobox. Shit. I'm on Yelp.
God. On Yelp?
Shit. I got fans hitting me up on Yelp.
You get Yelp?
I couldn't get a picture last time at your show, but man.
Wait.
I'm glad you like
it. Do you ever get a bad Yelp? I've never wanted to put myself on Yelp. How does that work?
I put a lot of bad reviews on Yelp. Myself.
About yourself?
Yeah, man. You should. My best Yelp review. If you gotta read a good Yelp review, read my Yelp review on the Sheraton in Ventura. I talk shit about the manager there. They named Richard Dollar. He's still a fucking asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
The Sheraton in Ventura.
Forget that hotel.
Which club were you playing out there?
I was playing the Ventura Comedy Club. That's and I was right. doing radio that day.
Okay.
And I got into a fight with a manager over oatmeal.
Being a dick to this fool.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You want to read what really went down? Go to my Yelp. Different that night.
Oh, my God.
And I wrote a Yelp review. Read my Yelp review, man, from the Ventura Harbor Hotel. Ventura Sheraton Harbor Hotel. Read my Yelp review. You can understand my frustration. All right. And then share it and repost it, por favor.
Jeez, man.
So what's up, fool, man? What's it like, man, to be like the... When you were doing stand-up comedy, were there a lot of Filipino comedians?
No.
None?
None. In the Bay, San Francisco? Nah. It was just me and a couple other guys, but, you know, I'm the only one standing from that batch
yeah.
of guys who just kind of like, you know, we took our chances, you know. There was another big brother of mine. His name is Ron Moriera, and he was with the improv. He was one of the first stand-up guys who also went into improv comedy and then joined this group called Those Darn Accordions. And, yeah, they were just like, you know, like flash mob businesses and places. All him and his buddies, like maybe about 15 of them with their accordions and start doing a whole set of music.
That's
just
fucking
accordions.
Hilarious. Just show up anywhere?
Yeah, just show
flash
up anywhere.
Flash mob?
Yeah.
Like before fucking flash mob, like before like... Before
yes,
the 90s.
Before, yes.
That's fucking
These
hilarious.
These guys were doing it in the 80s.
Imagine those fools showing up with accordions to your job, bro. Just fucking
start dying, dog. Collapse,
yeah.
Like that fool, dog.
No, it was cool. You know, dude was just like, yeah, he was like a pioneer. He really got me through
fuck
like
that,
the whole
man.
History of just like.
Me and you gonna show up with tubas, bro.
Dude, I don't be down, fool. Dude, that should be hilarious, though.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just, there was a few of us who were doing it, but I was the only one standing.
What was your big break?
My big break.
I'm still waiting, cocksuckers.
I don't know, man.
When you first said, you know what? People are showing up to my show. Because you were, like, blowing up.
Yeah, when, no, when I just...
I
decided...
heard of you just because I know you were selling out and you fucking did the Wilbur Theater.
The Wiltern, yeah, Wiltern. In L.A., yeah.
Wiltern Theater, dog, yeah. Without a Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Without an HBO special.
Without, yeah.
Without a Showtime special.
Yeah,
without ever being on Comedy Central. Yep. Without MySpace.
Yeah, this is before I even got my spot on,
just
on Lopez.
Just a guest list.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lopez.
You did it, fool, right?
Yeah, Lopez,
hell yeah.
Right? That was my only TV spot for, like, you know, major TV network.
But did that help a lot, the George Lopez one?
I think so.
Your fans saw it. Look at Rex.
Yeah. You know, and it, you know, it does good business for us because we get to, you know, get to be seen by an audience outside of your core audience.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And George is really, he was always been really, really cool. Because I would do those big outdoor comedy jams, you know. Like here in SoCal.
You did those comedy jams?
Yeah, like
in
up
the
in
the
KMEL.
Yeah,
yeah, up in the Shoreline Amphitheater up in NorCal. Yeah. So I that's when I first worked with George, just being one of those, you know, opener comics for the festival.
For those who don't know, man, tell the people what that big show in Shoreline is.
It was gigantic. It was like one whole day. You get acts like George Lopez. You get Carlos Mencia. But separate dressing rooms, you know.
Yeah.
You get like Tommy Davidson. You get like Bill Burr. Yeah, you get Chappelle. Just wow, it was a great lineup.
I did one where the whole show was like it was Ralphie May,
yeah,
Gabriel Iglesias, Dave Chappelle, Dave Attell, Kevin Hart, me doing a guest spot,
yeah,
and Bill Burr. And it's and shot Wayne Brothers and David Allen Greer.
Wow.
That's a badass show, huh? That's
hell yeah. That was in the beginning. Fucking the Chappelle show, huh? In the beginning.
Yeah,
the
you can't even get a show like that no
hell
more.
Hell no.
Huh?
No.
With not Dave even. Attell, not those fools.
Dave Attell, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
Gabriel? Nah.
Nah. No. Gabriel Iglesias, Bill Burr, all of them together.
Nah. No.
If you were at that show, you were lucky. Yeah. Just like at your show, man, with Carlos Mencia, George Lopez, Pablo Francisco was on that show, right?
Yeah.
And Bill Burr, probably.
Yeah.
Big shots.
Just nice.
And good fucking money, huh? You don't have to worry about that cash, huh?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice corporate money back in the day. Live Nation money.
Yeah, man.
It was really good money back in the day.
This ain't no Que Locos tour. Did you ever do Que Locos?
I've never done. No, man. You know what? If I'm, it's really nice to see, you know, the last 10, 15 years consistently a lot of the Latino comics just, you know, going on tour together. But, you know, my thing is like, hey, you got to put a Filipino in there. Mix it up because we're honorary, we're technically Latino. You know,
yeah, man.
333 years of Spanish occupation. We've had more years than some other Latino nations, and we're not part of the mix. What's up?
More than Mexico.
I know. What's up, right? And we have a connection, Philippines and Mexico, back and forth. The Manila Acapulco trade, back and forth, man, back and forth. A lot of our traditions are actually from Mexico. You know,
like the posadas,
like the barrio system. The whole system is Mexican, and they brought it over to the Philippines. Yeah, so they had to just kind of reprogram everybody there. It was never Spanish. None of us got the whole Spanish deal, man. It was truly what was going on in Mexico.
Damn, you know? Dude.
And languages, we mixed it up. Even our food, we mixed it up. But traditions, yeah, a lot of it parallels Mexico. You know,
a lot of cholos over there.
A lot of what?
A lot of cholos over there
in the Philippines.
Manila 13.
No, man. So yeah, we can go on forever just picking at all the similarities going on. But
I do a joke. I say, man, I say that Mexicans, Cubans. People say that Latinos are all the same. We're kind of the same. We're the same father, different mom.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like Mexicans, man, we were Mayans and Filipinos. No, I said Mexicans were Mayans. Salvadorians were Incas. Puerto Ricans and Cuban were Taino Indians. Filipinos, I don't know what the hell they were. But there was something before they got there. Were you guys? What was your tribe?
It depends what island you're from. From Luzon, from Luzon, there's different treasures. I'm from Tagalog people. Tagalog people, which means from the river people. And our language, you know, a river can literally separate a language group. So you live on the other side of the river, you totally speak a different language. We don't share any words. You know, my side of the river, totally different than yours. That's how fierce, you know, the separation of the tribes were. We shared a body of water, but that was the dividing line.
Be all fishing, just flip off the other side?
Yeah, we would fight each other back and forth, and literally, you know, just because there's a river there doesn't mean that we're going to mix up and to the point where we will not even share words.
We just share their bakla. That's the only word I knew.
Gay dudes.
When I used to work with the Filipinos, they used to call me bakla all day.
Really?
And they don't know what bakla. I accepted it, bro, for a long time. I told ask somebody what bakla means. He goes, it means fag, bro. Yeah. It means gay dude.
Gay dudes.
And why do they call me bakla, all these guys? Because you're a bakla, bro.
Who's calling you bakla?
Because you're a batin.
What is the Mexican equivalent to bakla?
Puto.
Really?
Yeah. Puto.
Which in the Philippines is a dessert.
Same with a Mexican.
We have a dessert called puto, and it's
puto.
It's little steamed rice cakes, man. Sweet steamed rice cakes.
That's funny. We had LGBT was last month. It was puto month.
Really?
Sweet month.
But in Spanish, puto means what? Male whore?
Male whore.
Yeah. So, yeah, we turned it into a dessert. Puto.
Flipped it.
We also have mamons.
What are those,
dude?
Mamons.
Everything derogatory in Spanish, Mexican, and made them into sweets.
Mamon is sweet?
Dessert or what?
Mamon is like a little sweet a spongy cake.
Oh,
you know, with some grated cheese and sugar on top. Hell yeah. Butter.
Is that good?
Hell yeah, dude.
Say it again.
Mamon.
No, but what is it?
It's a
sweet bread,
sponge cake.
Yeah,
sponge
it's like cake a sponge cake
with cheese.
With cheese,
like cheesecake butter. Cheese or just regular cheese?
No, maybe buttered on top, maybe a little bit of cheese. But the one that's really cheesy is ensaimada. But man, mamon. We actually have a dessert called mamon. What does it mean? What does it mean to you guys?
Suck. Sucker.
Huh? Sucker. Okay.
Yeah, mamon. It's for gays. What do you have? A candy or a food called pito?
Pito? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And it's sweet too?
Yeah.
Because it's penis in Spanish.
Pito. Yeah.
How about verga?
What?
Verga.
No.
No.
Verga. No.
Nalgas.
Nalgas. No.
We do. We got one for put for vagina. It's called panocha.
Oh.
But it's also brown sugar or piloncillo. You know the big brown sugar?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called panocha.
Panocha.
It's also that bread, no? Huh?
Yeah.
The big ass bread.
What?
Man, how about one thing I saw, man, on when Anthony Bourdain goes to the Philippines, and I couldn't believe it, and it's called balut.
Yeah.
I can't balut it.
Wait, you guys got to try balut sometime.
Balut is like a...
It's a duck balut? Egg. It's ferment. Yeah. It's a...
Fermented
it's,
duck it, egg?
Not fermented, but fertilized. Fertilized. It's about to hatch in maybe in a few days. But you take it and you just boil it.
You take it out the shell or the whole egg?
No, you boil it like a hard-boiled egg. You right? Hard-boil it, and then you crack it open, suck out the soup, eat the yolk, and then the chick.
It's good?
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's like oyster good.
What does it taste like?
It's very brothy, you know, like really good duck broth. And it's something you have to experience. It's, you know, like in some of these high-end, these hipster Filipino joints in New York, they're selling balut to everybody. It's on the menu for $5.
$5? How much you in the Philippines?
20 cents.
nice markup, man.
I love it. No, and that's the best because there's always a little kid walking around the neighborhood with a styrofoam box, you know, full of hot balut, just boiled. Just walking around the neighborhood, gives you a little packet of rock salt, and you just eat it right then and there. And they always sell it late at night because it's aphrodisiac.
Really?
Yeah, that's the local Viagra.
Balut,
man. So good.
$5 in New
York. Dude, it gets your blood pressure going, man, and you're stiff, man.
You gotta try it, Rodrigo.
You gotta, dude. Let's do it, man. You can
I'm
buy
vegan,
them.
So.
You guys got it.
Any vegan balut?
No, there is no vegan balut.
A tofu bird.
There is a unfertilized balut. That's, but it's not as good. No, the one with the duck in it, the baby duck. Just that's the best.
That's crazy, dude.
I know.
I've heard about it. But
if you guys were here, man. Rex Navarrete is talking about balut.
I eat
the
balut.
Way Mexicans talk about eating tacos with carne asada.
We have this, you know. I got something. You guys got to try this. And LA is doing it right. We got this thing called sisig.
Sisig,
and it's pig face. All the parts of a pig face diced up, nicely done with a little bit of liver and onion. And jalapenos, just dice it up and skillet fry it. Oh, man, that's the best stuff. Put a break an egg over on the top, mix it up. And people are doing them and turn them into tacos here now.
Oh, that sounds good, though. Yeah. It's like cabeza, no?
Oh, yeah. So
with
good.
Skin.
Yeah, it's so crunchy. It's tender. It's got some kick to it. And you got to squeeze lime on top.
What's it called?
Sisig.
Sisig.
Sisig. S-I-S-I-G. Sisig. Yeah, people are turning them into burritos and tacos right now. I like putting them on pizza. Cheese pizza. Hell
damn,
yeah.
And damn. I just, the and topper
I,
over here.
Hell
dude.
Yeah. And I call it pisig.
I cannot believe it.
Pizzig.
That's crazy.
Balut. You get, well, it's too bad you're vegan. You got to try it. You can try the broth.
It looks purple, right?
No, it's not purple.
Oh, no?
No, it's just the egg. It's just the egg. When you start peeling away at the shell, there's a little chick inside.
Another thing that Anthony Bourdain was in the Philippines, when he was eating street food,
yeah.
There was a guy selling ice cream with bread.
Yeah.
He opened up a piece of bread like bolillo, like a fresh bread, and put ice cream in it.
Yeah.
And then ate like an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream torta.
A real ice cream sandwich.
Like a torta, bro.
A real sandwich. Yeah, ice cream.
Regular bread, huh?
Dude, I used to do that as a kid.
Regular bread, right?
Crazy. Yeah, you just take white bread. You know, slice white bread and put vanilla ice cream in there and eat it fast.
I saw that on Grandma's
melts.
Boy.
What?
I saw that on Grandma's Boy.
That's pretty good, though. I would like it with a bolillo, though, like a warm one. No, that's milk ice cream, dog.
They will get like a warm warm bread inside the ice cream.
Yeah.
Like they have an ice cream cart, but on the side they have bread that's already steamed.
Yeah.
And they open, put a big ass hole in it, put three scoops.
Yeah, yeah. No, just put them in pan de sal.
Pan de sal, what's that?
That's our local sweet bread.
So
like nice.
The bread's already sweet?
It's already sweet. A little sweet, nice bun toast.
See, that
that's the best. That's,
up,
that's a Filipino breakfast right there. You just toast the pan de sal, and then Then you put whatever you want in there, like corned beef, tuna, you know, Spam. Yeah, man.
Yeah, love Spam, huh?
We love Spam.
Fucking love Spam.
What's up with that?
Like they dropped Hawaiians? It, bro. They dropped it in the Philippines. They dropped it in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. It was survival food, man. That was like the best.
Rations and shit?
Yeah, they were dropping they were dropping Spam cans in the Philippines and Hawaii because there were no more food because they, the Japanese cut everything off, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. So, you know what? That's why we kept Spam alive. Hawaii's kept Spam alive. The Philippines, man, Spam. That's
Spam awesome sushi, food. Spam.
Everything. Spam musubi, yeah, on top of a big block of white rice. And man, you know what? In
McDonald's, they sell Spam. Spam McMuffins, and eggs. Spam and eggs, bro. Yeah. And like McMuffin.
Right? Yeah. You got to see that in Hawaii.
That's a
right?
taste one.
Oh, people Spam. Cut on Spam. I actually thought it was good.
Spam is delicious. What is wrong salty with you? You don't
I
like used to, Spam.
When I was a kid, I thought, like, what was so special about it? But then we fucking bought it, you know, and we tasted it. My dad liked it, so it was on, bro. Yeah. If my dad liked it, it was on.
They would buy it all the time.
But you fucking lose a Spam key, life is over.
I have a joke about the Spam key.
Yeah. My dad used to carry the Spam key in a necklace next to Jesus.
You never want to lose this.
But now it opened by itself.
Yeah, this is popped up. Man, you have to work for the Spam back in the day. You know, that's how you like build your forearms as a kid. Because you got to twist that, you know. And it got tighter and tighter as the coil got bigger and bigger, man.
But Spam is good with eggs, dog.
Spam. I mean, they make all new kinds now. They got
Chipotle.
Tocino Spam. You know, it's Filipino bacon. We take like pork and sweeten it up. Yeah, that's better than bacon. Oh, it's sticky and sweet. Ah, that. Ah. And also, like, teriyaki Spam. They're making them now, man. Like, I think they're going to come up with, what is
tofu
it?
Tofu Spam.
No, man. Do the Sriracha Spam.
Sriracha.
But Spam, yeah, hell yeah. That's
first time I saw.
That's the food you need during the zombie apocalypse. Spam. You know, you could knock him down, just a headshot, just throw the actual can of Spam and just beat him to a pulp. Hell and yeah. When they're done, there you got
a
feast.
I'm going to have a loco moco tart. And when I was in Hawaii this time, when I went to Hawaii, I said, damn, bro, they have like this plate that's all rice with gravy, Spam, two fried eggs, a little side salad, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
No, not macaroni and cheese.
Just mac salad.
Mac salad, bro.
Yeah,
mayonnaise.
Just macaroni salad. Dude, that's so much carbs.
I'm looking at that food, man. That's like some barbecue rations during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Some good shit after you eat. No,
they mix it up. I mean, it doesn't look good to the eye, but man, it's just the flavors when all of them mix together.
It's called
that's local
right?
Food. Yeah, local food.
Local?
Yeah, local. The one without the Spam, if you got two patties of beef patties, that's loco moco.
Loco moco.
Yeah, loco moco.
With that's, gravy, bro. Eggs, two
gravy.
On top.
Oh, I had one yesterday in Portland. It was horrible. like, oh, shit, I got to do this at make myself. But, nah, here, L.A., you got better Hawaiian food, too. Much better.
Where
Hawaiian
at?
Filipino food. Gardena.
Gardena.
Yeah, go to Gardena. A lot of Hawaiians there. A lot of local people.
A lot of Samoans.
Yeah. Yeah, because they serve Samoan portions. Three scoops of rice. Two scoops of mac salad. Man, that is just... That'll weigh you down. You have that for lunch, you won't wake up until after dinner. Yeah, no, you can't get any work done in Hawaii after eating a meal like that.
Bong hits some naps.
No, you cannot, man. Everyone's addicted to the carbs, man. Over there, just knock you out. That's like the opium of the islanders, man. Just rice and mac salad.
They say that everybody was healthy, bro, in the Hawaii till they built a McDonald's and everybody got fat.
Exactly. Hawaii.
Everybody used to walk, run. They built a couple of McDonald's. People got fat.
Tired. Walking. Sleepy.
Nobody wants to make canoes.
We're going to go back. Yeah, we don't know. I have to go back to Tahiti.
Tahiti like Hawaii too, huh?
No, the original Hawaiians are from Tahiti.
Tahiti, right?
Yeah, they just said, screw it. We're going to build a big-ass double-hull canoe. Take our chances, look at the stars, and just navigate blindly. And they found Hawaii in the middle of the freaking Pacific Ocean.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first Hawaiians from Tahiti.
If you go to Tahiti, It looks just like Hawaii, man.
Yeah.
Same people.
The original people of Hawaii from Tahiti. Wow. And also the Marianas. So they mixed up. They found their way to these empty set of islands and just inhabited the place like it was like 800 years ago.
Where do Samoans come from? New Zealand?
No. I don't know. Samoa. The migratory route. No, they came in from the original when the earth was together. When the
I thought they were from the Bay Area.
They're from Carson?
Yeah.
They all came from Carson?
A lot of from Carson.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of from West Valley, Utah, too.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them are still in the Booyah tribe.
Yeah.
That was a badass rap band.
The Booyah tribe.
They had a horn section. They were scary. They did their own security.
Big ass.
Oh my god. Who did not love Booyah Tribe back in the day?
They were huge.
Oh, Booyah Tribe.
Man.
Early 90s.
Did you ever meet them?
No. I wish. I would have wanted to see one of their shows. Those guys had a horn section. But it was them and also there's that other Samoan band. Their R&B group.
Jet.
Yes, the Jets. The Jets.
The Jets.
Exactly. Huh? And then now we got The Rock.
No, I met somebody. She said that they were Tongans.
Tongans.
Okay. The Jets were Tongans.
Yeah, they get confused.
Don't get it confused.
Don't get it confused.
They get pissed off.
You get beef, bro. You get beef.
You get beef, bro.
Tongans and Samoans. So different.
Amaris.
Ah, that's way off, man.
Different, right? Maoris are different.
Yeah, yeah. They're Kiwis, New Zealanders.
New Zealanders.
Yeah. They're kind of far away. Those are tougher people.
They're tougher.
Yeah. Oh god.
Don't they ride whales and shit?
Yeah.
Whale riders. The whale.
Yeah, I heard that.
The legend.
Yes.
Maoris are the closest things you come to Mayans.
Really?
As far as. The type of weapons they use and the type of skills and their height.
Really?
Spears, arrows, blow darts.
Yeah.
And also their tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah. They're tough people. I've been to New Zealand once. Yeah. That's a rich culture.
They're hardcore, huh?
Yeah, just like in the middle of nowhere. They're kind of like the OGs of the Pacific Islanders. You know, everyone kind of branched away from the Maoris.
They make great actors, too.
Yeah, they do. You know, and you know that new
Clifton Curtis.
Exactly. He's Maori. He's going to be playing the lead guy in the new zombie series.
Yeah? He plays the best Mexican.
Yeah, he does. And the best Iraqi guy.
Yeah, he was good at
Training
Day.
He can play all the ethnicities, man, and people don't know the guy. He's Maori.
He's Maori, man. You want to see a good Maori people, you got to rent that movie, man, Once We Were Warriors.
Once We're Warriors, yes. And he was also in Whale Rider.
Whale Rider, yeah.
He played the father in the Whale Rider.
Yeah, and he played, and the lead in that movie, Once We're Warriors, he's Jargon Fett in the
Star Wars
movie.
The other guy. That's Tamura Morrison.
Tamura Morrison. That's a bad motherfucker, man. Watch him in that movie, Once We're Warriors, as Jake. Jake. Nobody fucks with Jake.
That was a rough movie to watch, man.
That was the fucking baddest motherfucker, man.
That was
when
Jakey
Jake walks into the bar, beats up that dude right after he just finished beating up his wife.
Oh, my God.
You think, this motherfucker's a wife beater. But then he walks into the bar, and he sees this fucking buff-ass Maori fool, and he walks over there. And fucks that fool up in 10 punches.
And he just looks, after he did a 10-minute haka.
Yeah, and he looks at him and goes, oh, big muscles, but no body movement or something.
Damn. You know,
big muscles, but no punch power.
Nothing.
That movie was crazy, though?
Crazy,
yeah, dog. These guys make some of the best rugby players in the world, man.
They're just rough.
Yeah, bro, because that guy Jake in that movie Once We're Warriors, he's part of this Maori biker gang.
Yeah.
They're huge. In real life, there's two Maori biker gangs. And he played one of them in this movie, and they all have their face painted. Yeah. They run that town, huh?
Yeah.
They don't fuck around.
Dog.
Some of the most beautiful facial tattoos, you know? Even their women, straight up, like right below the lip to the chin. Really beautiful. Beautiful, full-on just chin tattoos, man.
Yeah, man.
Tough people.
What's up, fool? We're here with Rex Navarrete, man.
Dropping
all the way from the Philippines and Oakland.
And Oakland.
SF Portland.
Go Warriors.
Go war. You going for the Warriors or
hell
what?
Yeah, the Oakland Warriors. Why do people call them Golden State? They're Oakland.
I know, man. San Francisco trying to claim them and shit.
I know.
They're right next to their stadiums, right next to Oakland Stadium.
Talking about the city.
Yeah, they're Oakland. Straight up represent. They're Oakland Warriors, you know. But we love them. We love them.
Man, you know, after that game, man, when they played the first game in Oakland,
yeah,
the Oakland City stole $50,000 worth of equipment from the ESPN truck.
Really?
Yes.
Shut up,
boy. They parked it overnight. And the fucking thugs from Oakland broke into the truck and stole $50,000 worth of equipment.
Wow.
These motherfuckers started their own web series.
It'll be new rap videos.
Yo, what's up, world star?
I would like to thank ESPN for this little camera.
So what's up, man? Who's your rival, man? Who you grew up hating in comedy?
Everybody.
Oh. Everybody.
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 Who wasn't me? Rivals.
Your rival, dog.
Dude, I got no rivals. It's just, you know what? If they want to hate me, let them. Let them.
How do you feel about, man, every Filipino comedian out there doing your jokes?
Man.
Or similar to your jokes. I know. You're the originator.
I know. It's like, wow. You see their sets now. Like, wow. I did that in 91.
I know, man.
Set the mold.
Like, dude. Wow. You've been really studying my old shit.
Or when you see her. I know you've seen your jokes in memes.
Yes.
That's like, man. You know you're Filipino. And
if. I know.
And then they show the spaghetti with the noodles.
Yeah, that's what I'm tripping
out. It's already been done, people.
I know, but the young kids don't know that.
They don't, because they're too lazy to do the research.
The research.
You know?
Like when I see a Richard Pryor joke in a meme, I'm like, put my head down. Oh, fool! They made Jay London's joke into a meme.
Yeah.
And one of the comedians posted it. It was a ladder.
The step ladder?
Yeah, the step ladder. This is my ladder. I never met my real ladder. Oh, this is my step ladder. I never met my real ladder. That's Jay London.
That's Jay London joke.
Thank you.
Who stole it?
Somebody made a meme with it.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's already recorded. That was on a Louis C.K. special. It's already there.
Yeah.
They taped his opening set.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Thank God.
Balls,
shit.
Huh?
What's up, fool? No, all shit. Right, man. This will air July 3rd. I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena July 9th through the 11th. Dallas, Texas, and Addison Improv August 6th through the 9th. West Valley City, Utah. They want me back. I'll be at Wise Guys August 14th to the 15th. Brea, California at the Brea Improv August 20th to the 23rd. Players. Rodrigo, what you got coming up? Any roach killings?
Assassinations?
Any assassinations? Any assassinations?
I got to go back right after this, dog.
You're going to give me a ride to Louis the 13th.
If we can wait there for 2 hours after I come back from San Pedro Street.
Yeah, man.
We'll go.
So what's up, fool? What you got, Rex Navarrete?
Hey, tonight.
We're going to be at the Taj Mahal.
We're going to be at Trump Towers. Now, tonight, cool, July 3rd, I'm going to be at the Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington.
Tell the fool, don't forget about me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And also, Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, July
no more steaks.
9th through the 12th. Yeah, you got to pay for your own steak. And July 17th. Who? Yeah, I will. Dude, you got to play Rancho. And then I'm going to be at Rancho Cordova, Tommy T's, July 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the Laugh Factory, Chicago, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then August 20th, I'm going to be in San Diego at the Madhouse Comedy Club. August
Madhouse.
20, 21, and 20, 22, 23. So, yes. So, just go to RexNavarrete.com.
RexNavarrete, people.
Yeah, man.
You know what to do.
He's a bad Malapaca. That was your first album, right?
One of them.
How many albums do you have, dude?
Dude, I got four.
Awesome.
You produce all your own albums?
Yeah, just produce them. Just put them out there.
No GoFundMe, no nothing?
Nah.
What do you think, dude, about that when people go do a Kickstarter for my album? Like, help me out, people.
Dude, really? Dude, just go out of pocket and make it back later.
Some of these Kickstarters, bro, I want to kick them in the head, bro.
I want to kick them in the balls.
Like, the motherfucker been on 10 successful movies.
Yeah.
But
they wanna, still asking for money.
But now they want to do their own movie, and they want people to fund it. Motherfucker, let me tell you, this is the reason the studio said no to you. This dog. Right?
Yeah, dog.
There's a reason the studio said no to you.
All right? Yeah. I knew this before.
Stop trying to do Dumb and Dumber 3.
God damn, dude.
Or,
yeah, man. Dropping knowledge, Rasa.
I'm just trying to say. I'm just saying, bro.
I know. I'm right?
Just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to break even, you know?
But yeah, no, no. Use that platform to truly support, you know, talents out there that haven't had any opportunities. You know, they got a good thing going. Yeah, fund them, man. Not these guys who should have, you know, figured their shit out a long time ago.
Fool, the worst GoFundMe I ever read was this couple in fucking Brooklyn, this hipster couple.
Yeah.
They want to open up their own market because the stuff in that neighborhood they don't have, like soy milk, almond milk.
Really?
Organic stuff.
Really? Because so they can't start, get a business loan.
Yeah, so they want to get a business loan. So they want everybody to fund their little supermarket that they're trying to start in Brooklyn.
Really? Because
they don't have balut for them, you know, and they got to eat balut.
Organic balut.
These fools, bro, like, instead of going to the supermarket and telling the Puerto Rican bodega owner, por favor, can you provide almond milk for us?
Yeah. Una leche de almendra.
De almendra. Una leche de almendra, por favor.
Yeah.
No, they just want to just take over the neighborhood, bro.
All right, people, I'm starting. I don't smoke. I just vape, so I need some vape pens and some new some new equipment and some wax, so www.rodrigotorresjr.com Kickstarter fund for some vape smoke. So please help me out. I'm struggling here.
Well, what nicotine level you need? 12, 24?
Fuck, we'll be begging, huh, dog?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
cyber
man.
Begging.
Oh, bro, I'm going to start a web series, bro. Fuck it, take it to the next level. Why not?
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm going to start a web series, bro, starting soon. I don't know the name of it. I don't know who's going to. It's probably me and Chris Torino. Look out for it. It'll be soon on All Things Comedy. We're going to have Rodrigo Torres starring in it and other people. All right. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man.
Next Navarrete. Thank you for doing the second half of our podcast when it started working.
My pleasure, brother. Fellas.
Thank
My
you for pleasure. All the info.
Follow him, people. Follow him. You got one real comedy. If you're a Filipino listener, because we got listeners in the Philippines, too.
I know.
They're our military, but.
Hey, mabuhay.
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 That's what's up.
Well, how do you say I love you in the Philippines?
Mahal kita.
Mahal kital.
Mahal kital.
How do you say I don't like balut? There's no word for that, motherfucker. Everybody loves it.
Ayokong balut.
Ayokong balut.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good way to get kicked out of the store. But, do they make fake balut, like, out of pigeons?
No. That would be some small-ass balut, dude. We go That's for the big... We go for the big duck egg. I think some of us... I think we're trying to go after, like ostrich egg. Hell yeah, that would be some
swallow
big
that
ass,
shit, dog.
That would be some big-ass balut.
Belittle.
Ostrich eggs for the Samoans, you know?
You got a lot of Samoans on your shows?
Yeah, every now and then. Well, especially the ones I do in Hawaii. When All I do right. gigs out in Hawaii. Oh, man. Samoans, they come out strong.
Hopefully after the podcast, you'll get some mo. All right, people.
Some mo.
On that word. Bro, give us something, bro. Give us some impersonations, bro. Give us
a little James Gandolfini. He'll try some balut, baby, over there on the Philippines with the islanders, the different tribesmen.
Yeah, Joey Coco Diaz, don't eat no birds. We're out of here with Rex Navarrete.